the ones that dare to dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down, leave you wanting more. Stand with you on a ride where heroes and villains clash side by side. Whether it's DC or Marvel.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 334. And joining me today, we have Alex.
Hello, one and all.
Yes, and we have Brian.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, it's just another beautiful day. Another week that we record on a different day. But that's okay, because that's life. We have shit to do, we have things to take care of, and we can't always record on a regular day. But we're here. Adulting. We're putting it out. We're putting it out. Because, of course, this weekend we're all going to be busy. So, it's perfectly fine to just record early. So what's going on, Alex? How you been? What you been doing up to?
I just came back a little while ago from watching Deadpool and Wolverine.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. Very excited. I cannot wait to watch it later this weekend.
Yeah. As we were conversing earlier and everything like that, of course, there's going to be no spoilers because remember, this movie just came out. But as I was telling Steve, I did enjoy it. But, you know, the only thing that, two things that deterred me from it. I felt that Deadpool 2 was a little bit better than this one, but like I said, this is okay. My opinion. It's my opinion.
That's fair. Yeah,
but,
we all have our opinions.
Well, yeah. All in all, you know, it was a really fun watch. But then the other thing that took me away from it is, it seems like, I don't know if you want to blame it on the pandemic or whatever, but it just seems like people lost movie theater etiquette.
I don't think it's people that lost movie theater. It's people who just don't really care about other people.
Yeah, because the whole thing for me was always this. There are circumstances where you could be running late and everything like that. That's fine. But I've always been, like, you know, what always really got me is, like, you're trying to watch a movie, right? And when you have people trying to, like, come in, like, maybe 15, 20 minutes after the movie has started and trying to get seats, and it kind of reminds you of, like, the old school when you used to get, like, the bootleg tape, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So you see the people passing you, whatever. It's just like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about this.
Yeah. I get it. I love going to the movie theaters, but I always go, like, crazy early. Like Superman and Ace to whenever I do go. And I don't usually have that problem.
I tend to go to the theater on a weeknight in a hidden gem theater in New York. So therefore I don't worry about crowds. And I always buy my ticket on Fandango.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got my ticket through Fandango.
Okay. Okay. See, I haven't used Fandango in forever. But I what I do to buy tickets or whatever, I usually use Atom, which is a pretty cool app for, especially for the theater by me. You get to pick your seats specifically to where you want to sit. And it's easy. It's simple.
You can do it through Fandango too.
Yeah, I guess.
But it also depends on the theater.
Right.
Because, I mean, at this point, I don't even think that, like, you have certain theaters that don't have that option at this point, that you can actually pick the seat that you want.
True. Yeah. Yeah. Not many theaters can do that. You're right.
But yeah, but going back to what I was saying, so I went to go see it. I did go see a matinee. So, you know, it wasn't too much on the wall. It's still expensive though, because, you know, theaters in New York. But I saw it in 3D.
Okay.
And it was, like I said, it was a real fun watch. I will say, if you do want to go see, see it in the theater, just make sure that you go at like how Brian said, go to like one of those hidden gem theaters, or if you are gonna go
Yeah,
maybe
that's
to
fair.
like a early showing and stuff like that, because I cannot imagine how it's gonna be in the next couple of days, especially since it's a weekend, and this is a movie that a lot of people do want to see.
Right.
But to each your own. If hopefully everyone enjoys it. I enjoyed it, but
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
like I said, certain people in there. Oh, another thing that was there, and I just thought this was just so fucking hilarious, because it brought me back to what we were talking about like I think like a week or so ago, that while in the theater, mind you, during the trailers, right, there was a dude that was probably texting maybe wife, girlfriend, whatever, significant other, don't get two shits. This Karen or whatever comes out of nowhere and just straight up tells him, "Excuse me, can you stop? What are you doing on your phone? You're ruining my movie theater experience."
Wow.
And to me, I just kept thinking to myself, like, lady, you're lucky this is in the city, because if, like, let's say you were to pull something like that in the hood, the first thing that I think the dude would be like, "Yo, fuck you,"
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, I get it that but first of all, like I said, it was just the trailers. Like, it wasn't the initial movie itself. Like, I think at least when the movie starts, right, keep your phone on silent. If you gotta have it, if you gotta have it on for like just in case if you have kids or whatever, then at least put the
Keep it
light
on
like
vibrate or something.
yeah keep it on vibrate, keep the light like very dim, like to the low to like the lowest settings, that it won't bother anybody, especially if you're looking at it.
Or also, if you're gonna be doing that in the theater, make sure you sit towards the back. Don't sit towards the front.
I always like, well, for me, my favorite seats are middle, but, or like usually the last section, like all the way in the back, right in the middle, so you feel like you're watching TV, like kind of old school status, like you're sitting in front of the boob tube kind of
That's
thing.
fair. That's fair. See, me, when I go, I always sit literally in the middle of the theater.
I
So,
used
like, I
to like
find it.
that until when more people started going to the theater, and I'd rather kind of like have kind of space to myself. The good thing though about it though was that in my theater, it was packed, but no one was sitting really near me, maybe adjacent to whatever, but I had space, enough space to stretch, to stretch out my legs, right? No one was really like going back and forth to go use the bathroom, like how sometimes, let's say for example, if you go to like a concert or something and people have to go through, and sometimes you have to kind of just semi get up or whatever the hell, or just stand up.
Right. You have to skirt
Right.
your way through it.
Yeah. So for me, like, since no one was really around like that, I was like, I sat down throughout the whole thing. So I was comfy. I was chill.
Okay, that's
But
good.
like I said, it was just the people coming in late, and then caring, trying to assert her authority.
Yeah.
But yeah, but before going to see Deadpool and Wolverine, I did decide to go, watch the first two. So last night I watched the first one, and then this morning before, getting ready to go head out to watch the movie, I watched the second one.
Okay.
So, and then I thought, maybe now, since after I seen this one, that I should finally pull the trigger and actually see Logan.
You should. Logan is actually really good.
I enjoyed that one. It's sad as fuck.
It's not
But
that it's a sad movie. It's the fact that, like, you see that he's a broken and withered Wolverine.
yeah.
And if you watch the black and white version, because they released both versions of it,
That I forgot they did, yeah.
the black and white version gives you, it makes you feel a bit more than the colored version of it. Kind of like the Snyderverse that they did. They released a Snyderverse in black and white, made Justice League look a lot better than it really was because it was in black and white.
I still have not seen that.
It's okay. It's not something that you're like, oh my God, I need to go see it. No, you don't have to. It's not a rush. Plus, it's also like on Max, it's like 4 hours long. Not that serious.
Didn't they also like divide it like in sections anyway?
They did, but it's still 4 hours long. Like it's stupid long. And I get it. I get it. It's Zack Snyder trying to put something out that wasn't that the studio didn't want to put out originally.
Right.
I get it. I understand. And you had a vision for it. Did it hit the landing? Maybe. Some people say it did. Others people don't. I think it was meh. It was okay. It was decent. It was better than the version that was released in theaters for the first time. But it's not like, oh my God, why did they just do it in the first place? No, it was good.
I'm just trying to
Not like
remember.
amazing.
I was trying to remember if it was either Justice League or Batman v Superman. That I always said that the portrayal, well, it was just like a simple cut. But I always felt like it was the scene when Ben Affleck's Batman, when he shot the grappling hook and went off, and I was like, that reminded me of like animated series style. So I'm trying. And then I still say, what is it? Batman v Superman still had that awesome fucking fight, that Arkham, asylum fight scene.
That was pretty dope.
That's what kind of made up for it. And it's just like, and then you go back, it's like, it's Superman.
No, see, like I enjoyed Batfleck. Even though people were like, oh my God, he's so whack. He's actually one of my favorites. He's, at the one of the top ones. I'm sad that he's not doing it again, but I enjoyed him for what it was and from what we got for him. Just as I enjoyed Pattinson too.
That was one of my lower tiers or whatever, but I still say the one that I really don't like, or I think, well, let me rephrase it. The one thing that's very overrated is Bale Batman.
I agree with that one too. Bale Batman for me is at the bottom.
Bale Batman, I enjoy Bale Batman. It's not at the bottom for me. But honestly, out of the trilogy, The Dark Knight was the best one of the three.
Right. Absolutely. You're not
It
wrong.
was it was the only one that was really good of the three. And that, what is it? Like, Batman Begins is all right.
Yeah, exactly. Begins is okay.
Dark Knight, fucking classic.
Absolutely.
And then Dark Knight Rises or whatever was just a train wreck.
Well, it got forced to be rewritten because of the fact that Heath Ledger died. Because he was, because the whole idea was that he was going to be the main antagonist in this movie.
Oh well. It would have been it's not even that they were forced to rewrite more. It's more like they just threw too much into it at once.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because you had so much going on in this movie, and you're just like, why are you throwing? Literally, you're jumping the shark on this one. Because they were like, oh my God, we had such a good time with this other one. Let's see what we can do with this one. And let's just throw everything in at once. Let's throw Catwoman. Let's throw Bane. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do the other thing. And you're just like, slow the fuck down. We don't need all that right now. We were perfectly fine before with just the Joker. And they were just trying too hard. But that was almost what, like 10 years ago? So it's okay. We live and we learn.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm glad you enjoyed Deadpool and
Yes,
Wolverine. Yeah, Dur.
that dude in Wolverine, yes.
Yeah. I like that. I think that should be the episode title so far. Dead dude in Wolverine.
Yeah. You know where I got that from, right?
Dead dude or Wolverine? Wolverine is usually Brian Cage.
There you
Means,
go. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yeah. We here. I get it. We see eye to eye. So, Brian, what's good, dude? How you been, man?
I'm good, man. Just tired. It's been a long week.
That's fair.
I am looking forward to Deadpool and Wolverine. Hopefully go some point midweek next week, and then or maybe a week after, depending on what day I get off. But also, like, I might do the same thing that Alex did and go back and rewatch the original two, just to get a refresher, even though I've seen those movies a thousand times.
Right.
But what I might also do is watch both versions of Deadpool 2,
Okay.
because there's that cut with that's supposed to be like fucking the one with Fred Savage, the
Oh yeah,
Once Upon a
the
Deadpool. Yeah,
storyteller one.
once upon a
Yeah.
yeah. So I
You know,
might
I
do
haven't
that.
seen that version of it.
I watched it once. It's funny because the edits are purposely bad.
And wasn't it that they toned it down for like PG-13? So, you know.
Hence why the edits were purposely bad, because they knew that it was an R-rated movie. So aside from that, I've been watching some stuff. So the other night I watched Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, as it's now on Netflix.
What you think?
Well, I've seen it. I saw it in theaters. I love that movie.
Okay.
Like, I think Afterlife was a drop better, but the fact that they brought the team back to New York and they threw so many references to the original again, really well done. I hope they do another one. And then for TV stuff, I'm watching. I'm started to watch the Mayor of Kingstown with Hawkeye.
I heard that show was good.
It's good. It's heavy though. Like, I only watch like one or two, and then I'm like, okay, I need to watch something light, like a comedy. Really well done. And then I'm also currently watching the final season of Evil.
Okay. I have not seen that, not once.
Oh, Evil's good. Evil was on CBS. It got canceled. Netflix took it for a little while, and then because of the numbers it was getting on Netflix, Paramount Plus took it,
Oh,
and
damn.
they're wrapping with this fourth season. So
So it was just dumping around the whole time.
yeah, but I think the way they're doing it with season four being the final season is enough, because any more and it would have been a little bit too over the top. A
Okay.
little too, a little too much storytelling.
You're supposed to have storytelling.
Right, but a good series knows when to end.
Fair enough.
And that's about all I got.
Okay. That's cool. As for me, I guess I've been doing a lot of working, and I've also been doing a lot of watching. I guess the most recent thing that I've been like rewatching some old stuff. I was rewatching The Sopranos the other day. Such an amazing show. And like going back into it, it's you start to see that it isn't just like a drama. It's more like a comedy. A lot of the things that happen throughout the show are really fucking funny. Because
You
you
know,
start to
I've
see like
never watched it.
it's a good show. It's definitely a good show. It's definitely worth watching. If you have nothing else to watch, give it a shot, dude, because It's really good. It has a great family dynamic.
That was, yeah, that's a good show. I watched it the one time it was on, and then I never went back and rewatched it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth giving it another shot, because you, as time has progressed, you get to see and you get to see, you notice little things, because this show came out when I was young. Like, it's been out over 25 years. They had just recently had like the 25th anniversary of it.
Oh yeah, it's pretty much like HBO's first big series.
One of their first big series. One of their first, and Oz
and Sex in the City.
You know, right. Sex in the City. I was gonna ask
you're
you.
Not the, like, you're not the only one.
Yeah. Random question: what is your favorite HBO, series of all time? Because for me, it would be Oz.
Oz is awesome.
Oz is awesome, but honestly, after rewatching Entourage about a month back, I'm gonna go with that. Especially that just had its 20th anniversary from the first episode.
Okay. The Wire. The Wire is awesome.
I've heard so much good things. One of my best bros or whatever, that's one of his favorite shows. I never watched it either.
There are so many actors that started on the Wire.
Dude, almost everybody that's like super famous now fucking started in Oz.
And on The Wire too. Like Idris Elba started on The Wire. Michael B. Jordan started on The Wire.
Well, actually, Michael B. Jordan started.
Okay,
on,
right. Okay, okay. Like his first big role, not just like a little, like a teenager, or whatever. Something that's
Brian, pull back the claws, bro.
He had a no. I mean,
a serious role. There we go. How about that? Serious role.
He had a very serious big role on All My Children.
Okay.
I was joking around saying, listen, his first big serious role, whatever, was Fruitvale Station, if I remember correctly.
That was a good movie. I really enjoyed that one. But yeah, The Wire is awesome. It's a great fucking show. I also started rewatching The Righteous Gemstones. Such a good fucking show. Danny McBride and fucking the dude from Workaholics.
Adam Devine?
Yeah.
So that's good. That's a great series.
What? Gemstones or Workaholics?
Gemstones.
Because I was going to say,
is fucking fantastic, dude.
Like, Workaholics to me was like hit or miss. I mean, there were some more hits, but it's one of those things where it's an acquired humor, you know, like in taste or whatever for it.
Oh, for sure. You know
what? Well, do you remember, like, it was the last year when Gemstones' third season hit?
Mm-hmm.
So right before, HBO canceled the Gemstones.
Did they?
And then when the season 3 premiere hit HBO, it had ratings through the roof, and that they were like, oh shit, okay, it's not canceled anymore.
We're bringing it back.
We're calling a mulligan.
And one of my favorite actors on that show, and also one of the best characters on TV, Walton Goggins says, baby, yeah. Billy.
He's so fucking funny, dude.
Walton Goggins is just great in everything he's in.
He's fucking great.
But Baby Billy.
He's awesome in fucking in Fallout too.
Oh, he was fantastic in Fallout.
But he's so good as Baby Billy in this.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, like, he's always been around. He's been around and doing so many things. These are the last couple that he's like, holy shit, he's so fucking good. He was good in The Vice Principals.
He was good in Justified.
He was good. Oh, I've never watched Justified.
That's a fun show.
I know, you've always told me about it. I've never gotten a real chance to actually sit down and watch it. I watched it eventually.
On the Hulu.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say now that, like, since you mentioned FX shows or whatever, what is your favorite FX show of all time?
Ooh.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad was not FX.
Wasn't it?
It was AMC.
Same difference.
No, it's not.
It's cable TV.
Because I still say when it comes to FX, of course.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yep, that's one. And then yeah. The other one, which was different, you know, was different, was legit. The Jim Jeffrey show.
Never watched it.
I think I saw like one or two episodes.
And then honorable mention, even though like he got canceled, fucking Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never watched any of those shows.
Louis was fun. I like Louis.
My favorite show on FX, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great one, actually.
And it's still going.
Yeah, and it's still, yeah, exactly. It still hasn't finished. It's still sunny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's still making the monies.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
It's still sunny at Wrexham.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Why did I hear, like, maybe because of the echo or whatever that I heard, it's like it's something Wrexham was like, what, Brian, what?
Wrexham damn near killed, right? Wrexham damn near killed him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. You got it. You got it right, you got it right.
But yeah. There's something else I know that you watched that, like, you actually, I gotta say thank you for, you know, but I'll keep it off air on that part, but fucking Slammiversary.
Yes. TNA Slammiversary this past weekend happened. Yeah, that was good. That was good. It was a really good pay per view.
It was a lot better. It was a lot better than I expected. Like, you know, I anticipated for it to be.
I've sort of fallen out of wrestling.
We know. We know. You're a busy guy. You're a busy guy.
Now, even I don't have admiration to really watch even clips anymore.
That's fair. That's fair. You've grown out of it. You had a little bit of stint or whatever. Your love for it for a bit, and then you're just like, eh.
I'm sure it'll come back at some point, but they need to do something good.
Well, there's a lot of good happening. You just have to pay attention to it to see the good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what is it? What is it? Next weekend is fucking SummerSlam. Or as they call it, joking around in Simon Miller's Ups and Downs, fucking Hot WrestleMania.
But I think it was doing that because wasn't it? Which one is it now that they're doing two nights of other?
Like, that yeah, but that's gonna be next year. But that's SummerSlam.
So next year SummerSlam is gonna be two days.
Two-night event. Yes.
Yeah.
Because okay. Right now, the only thing that they do is
WrestleMania is usually, yes, the two nights. But, like, why do they need two nights for SummerSlam?
I don't know.
Like, what it looks like so far for SummerSlam, there are, like, eight matches or whatever for the main card. Which is different, because they don't usually do as many matches in a fucking PLE.
Right.
What also got me was that I think a majority of the matches are all, like, you know, one-on-one matches.
And they're all title matches.
Yeah.
Minus the CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. Which should, to me, should open up the show.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
Yeah. Let that little feud go, let that finish, and then keep it moving. And then, because since everything else is a title match, then all the other titles go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I see it. Would it happen that way? Probably not.
No, probably not.
They'll probably keep CM Punk and Drew to like the middle, like almost the end of the show, which is dumb. But
well, the way that I see it playing out, and I think maybe we should hold off a little bit for it, you know, until we do the predictions next week.
We could do predictions next week.
Yeah.
We
could. But the way that it seems like is that they want to focus on, since now Seth is a part of that feud. Well, Seth was always a part of the feud, but, you know.
He was the one that started the whole feud. When CM Punk first showed up, he went fucking batshit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Remember, fuck you, fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
He was like, you're not making it PG, sir.
Yeah, no, he's good. Like I like how it's all going with him, and yeah. I like the story so far. Well, I am somewhat invested in this whole thing.
Okay, well, the one thing that I've lost a lot of interest in, and but I was never really into it like that, was the whole Bloodline thing.
Yeah, I sort of fell off that really, really quickly, too.
Well, I was, listen, the only person, well, with original Bloodline that I like was, of course, Paul Heyman. That's about it.
Right.
But now in the new Bloodline, since they kicked out Paul Heyman, the only person I'm kind of invested in is Jacob Fatu.
Yeah. Because nobody else really, like, the Tongas, they don't say anything. They don't really do anything.
And Solo doesn't have good mic skill.
See, the thing is,
like, he's gotten better.
Yeah, exactly. He's gotten better. But the thing is that he never really spoke on NXT either.
Right, he was always the taped up Umaga thumb.
Right.
And then would yell something, and then that was it.
Right. And then he came to the main roster, and he was always behind Reigns. They right. never really let him talk. He never spoke. And granted, he's getting better at actually vocalizing. But I still don't see much of, like, oh, yeah, he's such a good tribal chief.
Yeah. I still say that the way that he's playing out is that he's just, you know, a pseudo figurehead or whatever, and it's going, like, the way that if they're going to play it out to WrestleMania, that The Rock is the actual tribal chief of this new Bloodline.
Yeah, I could say that. But
because supposedly Reigns has been spotted in the gym getting in ring shape.
That's fine.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they were to make it where The Rock, the final boss, was the real head of the Bloodline this entire time, then next year's WrestleMania should be that infamous Rock versus Roman Reigns match that's been spoken about for fucking 3 years.
Yeah. But I wouldn't mind saying that if what they do is they actually have The Rock going for the title before he goes against Roman.
But The Rock is one of those dudes that doesn't really need a title at this point anyway.
No, but he wants that title. He doesn't need it, but he wants it. We know he wants it.
He wants one more, for sure.
At least a title shot. So that we can be like, okay, I got it out of my system.
Right.
And having a one-on-one match. Because granted, yeah, he was in a match, but it was a tag match.
Yeah.
And he wasn't in it the entire time.
And then after WrestleMania, he'll go home, make a movie, and then have a cheat day, drink some Terramana.
Yeah.
You know.
What is it, his famous French toast that he likes to for his cheat day?
Yep. And then and then he'll work out like a beast. He'll go shower and use all the Papatui products.
Which is actually pretty good. I like the Papatui products.
I use it. I have the shampoo, conditioner. Yeah. I have the body wash. I have the deodorant. Yeah. And I have the face wash.
And I don't have the deodorant. I think that was a bit much. I don't have the deodorant.
Okay.
But I do have the shampoo and body wash.
We can say right now, whatever. Brian, tell us you're a fan without saying you're a fan.
I also have the Awakening eye moisturizer for the bags under my eyes.
Okay.
And honestly, it works.
Okay.
Fucking Brian getting heat pretty here. What the hell, man?
All about vanity in my old age.
Yeah, it's only right. It's only right. You gotta make your you gotta have your own little fountain of youth there.
That's right. We can't all live in Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
I was listening to talking about fountain of youth or whatever. Isn't that called nostalgia?
Yeah, that too.
Well, that too.
But we know. It's okay. We get it, Brian. I understand. I get you.
Oh, but going back to fucking Slammiversary, all I gotta say is
Yes.
that fucking power bomb on the chair that was done to PCO.
Oh, PCO is an old. What the fuck, dude? Like,
Remember,
he's been
he
wrestling
was.
since the 90s.
Well, remember, he was one of the Quebecers.
Yeah. Since the 90s, right?
Yeah, and also remember that when he was the fucking pirate.
Yeah. And he's still wrestling now, and he's doing some insane stuff. It's like he doesn't give a fuck about his body. He's constantly throwing himself in this thing. He's constantly getting smashed. But he is also like the ultimate baby face because he's kind of like the Frankenstein's monster. He is.
Well, remember, he's a French Canadian Frankenstein.
Yeah. But he's good. I really like PCO. Like, he's so damn good. Who else I like in fucking NXT? In TNA? Fucking Jordynne Grace. It's fucking fantastic, dude. She's a fucking powerhouse, dude. Like, everything that she does in
What
ring.
did you think about that match with her and Ash by Elegance?
It was okay. It was good. It wasn't like the best match of the night, but it was good.
There were like two good spots. I'm just trying to remember exactly. I think they were like near the end, but
Yeah.
there were two really good spots in that match.
It was a fun match. Who else I en what else I enjoyed on that show? I really enjoyed the Rascals match. That was really good.
I will say this though, fucking, Charlie Dempsey, he's gonna be a fucking threat, for you.
Yeah.
Like if he keeps going the way he's going, shit.
Well, he's Regal's son. He's good. He learned from one of the best.
What really gets me is if you look at him, it looks like if this dude Pete Dunne is his fucking cousin or something, because they have a very similar look in the, especially in the face.
Yeah, no, I can see it. I can see it.
But
I can
yeah,
definitely see it.
but going back, that was that match wasn't bad. Like you already know, I'm not a high flyer, spot running match kind of guy.
That's fair. That's fair. I also really enjoyed the main event too. The fact that Moose got pinned before the match was even over was fucking fantastic. Guaranteeing that there was going to be a new champ.
Dude, I really thought because of the momentum Joe Hendry was having that I thought they were gonna probably give it to him. But then at the same time, I'm just like,
I'm glad they didn't give it to him.
no, because I think it would have been too soon too.
Yeah.
But it seemed like for a second that I'm just like, are they gonna pull the trigger with him? But then at the same time, I'm thinking to myself like, nah, they're gonna give it to Nemeth, and they did.
And well deserved. Because it's been a while since he had a title. And
Well,
actually, did he ever really
well.
have the main title, the big time title at the WWE's?
Wasn't he World Heavyweight Champion? But like, he cashed in against Del Rio.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but it was a long time since he. Well, remember before he left that he had that run in NXT, so he was NXT,
Right,
champion.
yeah, he's had that one, but oh, he hasn't really had the big title, the big time title, until now, essentially. So
Did
yeah,
you
I'm
hear
kind of.
the rumor? Or apparently there's been some kind of buzz online, like they want to see, because since TNA has that deal with WWE, with NXT, that the Hardys want to see if they can win, or try to go for a match for the NXT tag team titles, because the only titles that they've never gotten, they never,
I can see it. That's fine. Do they need it? Do they need to just give it to them just because that they're the Hardys? No. They both work really well now still. But do they need another title? I don't know. I don't know. Would I want to see them with the title? Yeah, maybe. Maybe for like a month or so. and just then so
just
lose it.
Just so the guy have that claim that, like, you know.
Right. Yeah. We had a title. We did it. We went back and forth with somebody, and then they took it back or something. Whoever had the tag titles now. And then they give it back. But I don't see them holding on to it forever.
Well, remember, the NXT titles are currently held by, what was it, Axiom and Nathan Frazier.
Which, they're good, but I don't think they should be the tag champions either. Like, Nathan Frazier is awesome. Axiom is, he's good too. But I do like Nathan Frazier a lot. Like, I liked him before he joined NXT because he did a short run in AEW for a bit. And
wasn't it A-Kid or whatever, something like that?
No, that's Axiom.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about Frazier? Is that he did a stint in?
Yeah, he had like a few matches over in AEW. And he was really good. But then when they offered him a contract, WWE offered him a contract just before. And he went over there.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's okay. It's whatever. He's doing his thing over there. He's got a title, obviously, so can't be that bad. But
since
yeah.
Since we're still on wrestling, let's just real quick. What do you think of Blood and Guts?
I loved it. I love the Blood and Guts match. That chair spot, people were complaining. I'm pretty sure it was a gimmick chair.
Oh, when they had this dude cuffed?
Yeah. What do you think? Did you think that was a gimmick chair or not?
The way that it looked, it kind of did, but yeah.
But it hit hard.
You know what it reminded me of? Do you remember old ECW when I think what was it when Tommy Dreamer was tied in the ropes and Raven caught him with a like that fucking hard ass chair shot?
Yep. That's exactly what it reminded me of. Yep.
I think one of the funniest spots was the staple gun spot.
That shit was great. He hit everybody with a staple gun, and then he fucking hit Okada with the staple gun on his finger.
In the middle finger, yeah.
Yeah. It was fucking great.
No, what I felt kind of bad for was I was just like when they all, you know, went against Swerve, and I just kept thinking, like, you know, would this be a hate crime?
Yeah, it could be. It could be. But no. It was a fun match. It was a real fun match.
I kind of liked a little bit how they, you know, kind of continued on with the little feud between, you know, Hangman and Swerve.
Mm-hmm. That's also one thing that I loved about it is that, like, yes, it was a bigger story, but every little story within the match built to something else. Like, we had the Bucks and the Acclaim. They're going for the tag titles at All In. That's one little story. Darby and Jack Perry. That's another little story. And Hangman Adam Page and Swerve. That's another little story that's been going on for a while already, and it's fucking fantastic. The fact that Adam Page is just, like, so hell-bent on destroying Swerve. I'm all in for all of them. I love all of these matches so far.
So you're all in for All In?
Yes. Yes. And it's only a few weeks away. So much wrestling happening.
At the end of next month.
Yeah. So much wrestling, and I love it. But yeah, it's a lot of good shit. It's a lot of good shit.
All right. I think we're so done exciting.
No more wrestle talk?
Yeah, well, remember, we have another podcast for that, which we got to go back to eventually.
Yeah, we'll go back to it eventually. I think it'll just be you and I, though, when we get to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, but there's some stuff that I know that you brought up, so I guess we can just segue to the geek news. Geek news.
Yeah.
Remember, geek shit.
Yeah, geek shit.
Geek shit.
So for a moment, I spoke about Righteous Gemstones. We spoke about it together, Brian and I. We mentioned Righteous Gemstones and how great the show is. We just got recent news that Anime Friday is always working on something. He always has his hand in some type of entertainment, whether it's
yes, he does
from Eastbound and Down to like I said, the Vice Principals. Now Gemstones, they've acquired the rights to a new vampire series for HBO, which is cool because, you know, HBO's had vampire series before, which I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed True Blood, but,
me too.
The series that they're going to be taking over is going to be Danny McBride and Edie Peterson, who is the sister in Gemstones. They're gonna be adapting the Southern Book Club Guide to Slaying Vampires, and I'm down for this. I really want to see this. I want to see what they're gonna do with it, especially since, like, you know, it'll be a different take on a vampire lore, I guess you can say.
Right.
And it's done by two really funny people. Because Edie Patterson is fucking hilarious, dude.
Mm-hmm. She's still over the top in that show, and it's great.
Yeah. She's absolutely fantastic on this show. And I'm like, yeah, like, yes, please, give me more of her. Because she's so damn good. She's good at what she does. She's always fucking funny. She always hits the fucking spot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, like, more of her all the fucking time, because she's good. Correction, she's great at what she does. And this show should be good, because, of course, you know, it's HBO. Or Max, as you can say. But yeah, we haven't had a vampire show on HBO in a little bit. I think since True Blood.
Yeah.
And this would be a different take, obviously, but it should be good. It should be good. I'm down for it. It says the Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying a Vampire follows a married woman and mother named Patricia Campbell. Residing in the with her family in Charleston, in the Charleston community, she wants to blow off steam. So what she does is she just goes out and she starts trying to find vampires and killing them and shit, kind of like Buffy, but in a fun way.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm down for it. It's gonna be a fun show. It's gonna be I've never read the book, but after seeing that this is gonna be coming out of it, I kind of want to read it now, or at least find the audiobook so I can somewhat read it and actually listen to it.
So you can prepare yourself for it?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see how that works out. But that should be coming out within the next few years, because obviously it takes a little bit for it to go into production and all that shit.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it should be cool. Should be fun. And then another thing, of course, Comic-Con is happening.
Yes, of course, it is.
Next week we'll get more Comic-Con stuff. But
as of this recording, it's the first. Today was the first day.
Yes, today is the first day of New York. New York Comic-Con.
Comic-Con. You got me excited for a second. Like, you know, we're in October, right?
Yeah, no. It's only August in the next couple days. By the time this episode goes up, it'll be August. But yeah.
Yeah, and then
But
since you mentioned August, the end of August, I got a fucking Anime NYC that they moved it from the November to August.
why? I guess the Javits, they needed something. I don't know.
It's just kind of weird. Like, like to me, like conventions in New York work best like in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
Especially if like you're dressed up as a character and it's fucking 95 degrees outside.
I feel kind of bad. I'm just thinking about like, the novice cosplayers or whatever are gonna try to do stuff, and they're gonna probably have like all this makeup running and everything like that because it's just fucking hot as balls outside.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. They're gonna have a good old time. Nah, but San Diego's happening right now. And one of the few things, and what happens with these conventions is that the first few days they usually go over comic stuff, because of course, it's a comic book convention. And DC announced that they're gonna be kind of doing, you know how they always do, like the New 52 or Rebirth or all these other things that they've had in the last few years. I'm gonna say in the last decade or so. So they're redoing a lot of the DC universe again, and in redoing it, they've basically given us a whole new Batman, calling him essentially Absolute Batman. And this Absolute Batman looks pretty damn fucking dope.
Like,
I am excited to.
is he absolute like the vodka company?
Probably even better.
Anything with
This.
Batman makes everything better.
Absolutely, dude. This looks freaking cool. Granted, it's just a comic book, but I want to see this. This is the first look at Absolute Batman.
Why is he jacked like Bane?
He's jacked like a motherfucker, dude. And that's perfectly fine, because we haven't had a super jacked Batman. Essentially, he's gonna be 6'5",
Okay.
weighing in at 260 pounds, 250, 60 pounds. And he's gonna be swole as fuck, as you can see by these little images right here. And it is still Bruce Wayne, but he's not gonna be the typical Bruce Wayne that we've known and we've known him for like forever. It's gonna be interesting. Okay. So we have that. So he's gonna have swole Batman, which is cool, fine. One of the villains that you're gonna see, we're gonna see the Black Mask, which is pretty cool. I'll take it. Then we have super gangster fucking Alfred. He's gonna be the Alfred that we saw in one of the recent Batmans, that he was essentially like an MI6 agent, or like a retired MI6 agent.
Gotham.
Yeah. No, but he was also in the comics at that too, in one of the comics. I think it was like day one or something like that. But yeah, and you see him in this image right over here with a fucking motorcycle. He's got a grizzled beard, a funky mustache, kind of looking like Rajah Gold for a second there.
You just beat me to the punch, because for a second, like, if you don't, like, if you don't read, the thing, you just take a look, like, oh, Ra's al Ghul's gonna be there. Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, but he also has like a machine gun and everything. He knows how to handle his weapons.
It's
So,
Ra's Alfred Gould.
yeah. Imagine that's actually who he really is. Oh man. But this looks pretty cool. And not only just that, are we getting Absolute Batman, we're also getting absolute Superman, absolute Wonder Woman, absolute Flash. And they all look pretty freaking cool because they're redesigning all the characters, retelling all of their stories in some way, and making it more fit, well, making it fit for today. And I'm totally down for it. Not that often do we speak about comics that actually grab our attention, or grab my attention at least. But this did. And I am like so down for this. When exactly is this coming out? I'm not exactly sure. But it should be within the next year or so. So, yes, please. Give me more comics. I want all the comics now. I'm down for this. And some other things. Of course, you know, we talk about trailers and we talk about a lot of things. And at one point, while we weren't doing the show, we got the first trailer for the new Crow movie. And even though we didn't speak about it on here, between us, we spoke about the new Crow movie. And we weren't too excited for it. Because, of course, it's not the Crow that we knew and the Crow that we've grown to love since what, the 90s? Early 2000s?
The Crow movie came out in 94.
Yeah. A bazillion fucking years ago. And we finally got a trailer for the Crow. And we were like, okay. The Crow is being played by Skarsgård, Alexander? No, that's Eric Redman.
Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, Bill Skarsgård. The younger Scar. No, because there's even a younger one that too. Pennywise Skarsgård. And I wasn't too sold on what we saw in the original trailer. But I was still, you know, cautiously optimistic about it. And then today, obviously, you know, we're in Comic-Con seasons. We got a clip of said Crow movie. And I must say, this kind of sold me a little bit more than what we had previously seen. So let's watch this clip of the Crow.
Get down!
So he just shot him in the face. See, that's pretty gangster.
Was that the opening scene of the original Deadpool?
Was that it kind of looks like it. Yeah. Very close to it. It was a shootout in a car. And you got kicked out of a car. Yeah.
You
But
expect him
this
to
looks
go,
pretty good.
you expect him to go, Francis.
Right, yeah.
Where's Francis?
Yeah, I don't think there's any Francis in this one. There might be, though. There might be.
You never know.
Where's my bike, Francis?
But this looks pretty good. I'm somewhat sold off of this. Not all the way sold, but I'm a little bit more optimistic about it now.
I'll watch it on Netflix.
That's fair. That's fair. You'll watch it essentially. You'll watch it. It's fair.
I'm not going to pay money for it, though.
Yeah, I need to see a little bit more or hear a little bit more, see what other people think about it when it does come out.
And correction, I'm not going to spend money on a single movie. I'm going to instead spend the money on a streaming platform.
Fair enough. You're not giving it all your monies. I get it.
I'm giving it some of the monies, but that could
Yeah.
also go toward other things on that
Yeah,
platform.
you're giving it a portion of your proceeds.
Yes, I'm giving it whatever comes out of my bank account monthly.
Fair enough. You're not wrong. I get it. But this doesn't look that bad. It doesn't look that bad. It doesn't look that great yet, but essentially I'm kind of sold on it. I kind of want to see what they're gonna do. I want to see what else they're gonna do. Not completely sold, but I'm far as like I want to see it. I want to see what they're gonna do.
So at this point, he's already like undead because his legs
Yes.
are like killed.
Yes. The fact that he broke his entire leg, his whole like, what is it? His tibula and fibulas was all hanging out there and shit.
I
What
was
I
gonna
did,
say, joking around, like my man got Darby Allin'd.
yeah, he
yeah,
really did.
but
He
you
got
know
thrown out of a car.
what I do like about what they did here is that unlike the cult classic with the late great Brandon Lee, when Brandon Lee's Eric Draven got shot, he laughed it off. This dude is actually experiencing and letting you know he's fucking in pain. Because you heard those screams of agony when his bones are literally reconnecting. Yeah, so that's a cool little touch.
Yeah, that's a great touch right there. I'm like, okay. I'm excited to see what else is gonna happen with this. Will it be anything that you're like, oh my God, this is gonna be so good? It could be. It could be.
Possibly.
It could possibly be. But the fact that like they're giving him more of a humanity, I guess you can say.
Yeah, there's more of a human connection.
Yeah. I'm down for it. I'm down for it.
Because the original Crow would have been a completely different movie, but they had to work around dead.
Yeah. I can't do much with a dead person.
No.
Especially back then. Back then, you couldn't do anything with them. Now you could do AIs and all this other shit.
Well,
But yeah.
what I do love about the original Crow movie is that the body double slash stuntman was Chad Stahelski, who would later be the guy who did the John Wick films.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He did mention that to me. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm glad that that's what something that they kept true to it, and they made it work. So it's good stuff. It's good stuff. The next thing that we got, of course, some of us like video games. And I don't believe we ever spoke about this before. We probably did. No. Now that I think about it. Long time ago, maybe. Borderlands. It's getting a movie.
Right.
And we did speak about it, right?
Very, if we didn't
Vaguely, and it was a
speak
long
about
time ago.
we might have spoken about it on the show, or we spoke about it in a group text.
Right. But we finally got the trailer for it. And, look interesting. Is it true to the game? Probably not, but let's see. Let's
But Jamie Lee Curtis is in it.
yeah. Also, Kevin Hart.
That's right.
Also Kevin Hart. Yeah. Not knocking him, but yeah, he's in it too. Let's watch the trailer.
Brain Vault Hunter! You've come in search of the secret lost vault of Pandora!
You ready to kick some ass?
Okay, let's go.
Hey. Catch!
If the legends were true,
I'm the only one who can open the vault.
What are you doing?
Feel free to applaud.
Follow me this way. I have a tremendous sense of urgency.
Nobody kills me but me.
Here I come.
Put the window up.
I don't want to.
Just pee.
That's in my mouth.
You get a bullet.
Big bullet coming. Did I get it out? Did you get it out? I'm saying.
How are we gonna get through this?
Oh, just so another few weeks. This looks pretty fun. It's in my mouth. It's the funniest fucking line ever.
What do you think's in the vault? My guess is Activia.
Probably. But I think I'm gonna name the episode "It's in My Mouth." Yeah, that's the title. It's in my mouth.
See, you're in a City Geeks podcast.
There we go.
We don't need the complaints.
No, it's okay. They can complain all they want. That's fine with me. Mm-hmm. That's fine with me. I don't care.
You're ruining my movie theater experience.
This actually looks pretty fun. It looks really fun. I think I've played one of the Borderlands games for a little while, and it was fun.
Never played them.
They're fun. It looks fun. People are complaining about Kevin Hart being the main dude or whatever, who essentially in the game is like the leader of the group, and he's a big baddie dude, a big badass. But yet it's Kevin Hart, who's like 3 feet two.
He's fun though.
Yeah, he's absolutely fun.
I enjoy Kevin Hart.
Yeah, no, I enjoy him too. I like that Kate Blanchett is in it too. I haven't seen her in a minute.
Yeah.
Jack Black as a robot. I'm down for it. So yeah, it should be cool. It should be a fun show. Fun movie. There we go. I don't know why I said show. I guess that's leading into the next thing. That's a show. We spoke about DC stuff. And we got a trailer for the final season of Superman and Lois.
Yeah.
Sad that this show's coming to an end, even though I only watched the first season.
I think I watched season two also, and then...
Okay.
But
yeah, this is ending now on the fourth season.
And that's because the CW moved away from the Arrowverse.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's fair. They had their moment,
but well, this is also far from the Arrowverse as well, because essentially it ended with him beginning.
Right, because like even though he was on Supergirl, they sort of like quietly put those to bed and made this its own thing.
Mm-hmm. Which is because what they're doing is that like he's from another universe,
right?
So he didn't have anything to do with the Justice League or any of them at all. It was just him doing his own thing in Metropolis or whatever. Not even Metropolis, in Smallville.
Right. And honestly, yeah. I mean, he really looked good as Superman.
Oh, absolutely. I really enjoyed him as Superman.
Yeah.
So let's see the trailer, the final trailer. Well, not the final, the trailer for the final season. There we go. Of Superman and Lois. Let's do it. Oh, motherfucker.
Factor provides.
There we go.
This wasn't supposed to happen. Not before me.
Well, is it okay?
I feel so bad for John.
Is this the death of Superman?
Their dad just died.
This is the new reality we're facing. The world without us protect them.
Just trying to track that thing. What are you hiding?
A doomsday?
You can't fight it.
This is how we save Dad.
Superman is dead. Can we please just enjoy the moment?
I can handle him.
You're not ready yet. You are not your father.
Next time you come at me, you better be ready to kill me.
You weren't trying to save Dad. You were trying to be a hero. My dad is dead.
He always comes back. Not this time.
Ooh-wee.
And it's interesting to see. I'm gonna purposely mess up his name, but Michael Cuddles.
Yeah,
Michael Cuddles as Lex. Yeah, but he's like biker Lex.
Yeah, I am totally down for it, dude.
Like, look, for TV Lex Luthor, John Cryer was fucking flawless.
Great,
but he was built for that world.
Yeah. That's his own little world. That's where he should be. And he killed it for what he did. Just like Michael Rosenbaum did really good as Lex in Smallville as well.
Yes. And then who played Lex on Titans for like two episodes?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Because
he only
killed.
Had a small little role. Exactly. Yeah.
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 But Michael Cuddles as biker fucking Lex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, look, Cudlitz has always been great.
Yeah.
I mean, his role as Abraham was good on The Walking Dead.
Fucking fantastic.
Him as character actors in different movies and TV shows. But yo, like, him with like that sick fucking Sons of Anarchy style beard.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely sold on that shit, dude.
And
I just appreciated what he said. Like, you know, let's just enjoy it that he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a badass, dude.
I mean, you know, I know that they recast the older son because that kid like stepped away from acting.
Yeah. Which is fair.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to be a kid.
Yeah. He wants, not just a kid, he wants to be a teenager, or even, like, he wants to, you know, do something other than acting at the ripe old age of, like, 18 or 19.
You can't blame him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, this is a series that, before I watch the final season, I might just go back and watch it from the beginning.
Yeah, now that I'm saying this, I'm like, yeah, I think I should go back and watch this. Because it looks pretty good. It looks like, yeah, like, I can get behind this. Yeah. Especially since you see Lois just, like, breaking down and crying bad. And all just happened, we got a badass-looking Doomsday.
Him, what looks like... He sort of looked like he had the emblem on his chest as he's flying through space.
Mm-hmm.
Which sort of reminds me of that story arc from like 10 years ago in the comics where the Doomsday Virus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I can fucks with this.
Yeah. So, like, I am quite excited for this.
It'd be cool if Clark shows up in the black and silver, but with
the long hair.
No, not mullet Superman. The modern version of it, where he has the thick fucking beard.
Yeah. Down for it. Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Let's go. This looks dope. I am excited to see what they're going to do with Superman and Lois in this final season. First episode has 2 hours worth of goodness. So exciting. So exciting. Now I need to go back and watch the whole thing. Yes, please. Give it some more. Then send some more DC stuff. Of course, Brian and I were going back and forth about this. And let's just get into it right now. It's the first. It's the official trailer for Joker 2. Folie à Deux? Is that what it is?
Folie à Deux? Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's go. Let's watch this trailer.
Yay!
Don't be so excited, Brian. Don't be so excited.
Two years ago, the name Arthur Fleck hit Gotham like a hurricane.
The trial of the century.
They believe Arthur Fleck to be some kind of martyr. Well, he's not. He's a monster.
When I first saw Joker, when I saw you,
the whole world smiled with you.
For once in my life, I didn't feel so alone anymore.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
How about you, Arthur? Do you still think you're a star?
Showtime.
You can do anything you want.
The sun comes.
Your Joker.
Look around. Look at all these people. I will no longer allow any of you
to stop your sight.
To keep me down.
Be happy again.
I got the sneaking suspicion that we're not giving the people what they want.
It's okay, baby. Let's give the people what they want. Come on, get happy. Ready for the judgment day.
I am pretty sold on this one, dude.
Nah. I mean, I will admit that his Joker laugh got really good for this one.
Yes, it really did. It really did.
His Joker laugh resembled that of Mark Hamill from the animated series. But, I mean, I need to see more of this. And if I do ever watch this movie, it will, again, be on a streaming service. And where maybe one night I'll watch The Crow, and then the next night I'll watch this. But I'm not paying full price for this movie.
Right, yeah. No, at this moment, no, I'm not paying full price for this movie either. But will I watch it? Yes, I will. Probably not.
Will we watch it on our jailbroken Fire Sticks? Probably.
Probably.
Allegedly. Probably. Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's how I may have watched the first one. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I saw the first one in the theater.
I'm sorry to hear that.
My condolences.
Yeah, well, remember, yeah. Remember, this is one of the theaters that I used to work at. So, you know,
I
got to see it for
freezies. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Once again, allegedly.
Yeah, no, I got you.
We're sorry that you may have had to have left your house to go see that movie.
Right. See, but the thing is, like, not that it's not a bad movie. I'm not saying that it's a bad movie. It's just something that it's been rehashed many times. It's not an original story, essentially, for me. Because it is what you should really think about. If you really know cinema, you know the story of Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
That's what this story is.
Oh, at least in the first one. Okay, I get it. So the first one was Taxi Driver, and this is the sequel to A Star Is Born.
Possibly. It could be. It could be.
I mean, Lady Gaga was involved.
Right, yeah. And she's not a bad actress.
No, she's fantastic.
She's actually really good in American Horror Story.
I didn't watch the... Oh, no, yeah, because she was in, like... She's been a few seasons.
A few seasons, yes.
She was in a hotel.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, she was creepy as hell in that shit.
Yes.
Her and Matt.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, this looks interesting to me. I want to see where they go with this. Will I automatically see a first day in the theaters? Definitely not.
No.
Maybe later on in theaters after I hear more word and then figure out, okay, is it worth it?
Is the score on Rotten Tomatoes accurate? Or,
yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But essentially, yes, I will watch this eventually.
Mm-hmm. Whatever with your Attack of the Killer Tomatoes or whatever the fuck you said.
Fair. I'll take it.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
It's a good movie, though. But this should be interesting. Will I see it? Like I said, eventually, yeah, I will see it.
I do hope that Lady Gaga is not just another figure of his imagination romance.
That's one thing that, like, I'm thinking about, because yeah, she may not be in his imagination. She is a real person in this, obviously.
Well, so was Zazie Beetz, but right. But it never, their love never happened. That was just his dream of being insane while he was mm-hmm. in the elevator and down the hall.
Right. So it could just be that something's happening here that makes him look all fucking psycho and shit. Or makes him, because it is essentially during his trial.
So, yeah. So this is pretty much a straight up continuation of that first movie.
Yeah.
Hence why, right, he was totally wearing the suit that he was arrested in.
Mm-hmm.
While, what's it called? While he looked at the guy dressed as Joker, and he looked like sort of, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, yo, let's go. I am down for this. Essentially, it will be eventually. But what I am extremely down for is the next and final trailer that we have for this week. As we all know, I'm a big fan of horror movies. And I've been watching a shit ton of them. And one series that I've started to watch in the last couple years is the Terrifier series. So I watched the Terrifier 1. Then last year I watched Terrifier 2. And I was like super excited for it. It made me really happy. Then to find out that they were working on Terrifier 3. Made me really fucking happy. Art the Clown, one of my favorite new villainous characters in a horror movie. Fucking fantastic. One of those characters just like, why are you doing these evil things? And he gives you no reason. He just loves doing them. Because he's Art the Clown. So, let's watch the trailer. Obviously, yes. This is not for everybody. But for one person that it is, it's me. It's for me. It's absolutely for me. So let's watch the trailer for Terrifier 3. Coming in October as well. I think probably the same day as the Joker. But let's watch the trailer for Terrifier 3.
The one short now comes with the liner.
Oh, great. It was already now I got to add.
It really was. And now, great. Guess what? Now I got an inside notebook.
Can't skip it. Can't skip it. There we go.
Oh, you didn't watch Kevin Hart? Okay.
Not yet. We already watched it before. Yay.
Born in blood.
Dude, the fact that he's doing
snow angels
in the blood.
Next to the severed foot.
With a severed leg right next to him. It's fucking great. I'm excited for it. The first
I need to watch those. I've never watched those movies.
They're fun. They're not for everybody. It is essentially what a lot of people would consider like torture porn. It's not really though. It's just like very gory stuff.
How ironic. They call our podcast torture porn.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm not surprised.
The safe word is Zendaya.
That's fair. But this looks fun. This looks good. Art the Clown is great. I met a good chunk of the cast at Spookhalla last year. They're really cool. They're back in this one. Of course, Arthur Khan's the same dude as in this one again, but the girl and her brother are both in it as well. Written and directed by the same dude again. So very, very, very excited for this. And it's coming in October. And it's early Christmas, so it's a great holiday movie.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's good. It's good. It's exciting.
Bring the kids.
Yeah, I would. The older ones, not really the younger one. But yeah, this looks dope. And Brian, I know you're somewhat interested. Just so you know, there is no real story in these. There's a somewhat story in the second one, not in the first one. The first one, there is literally like no story at all in the first one. He just shows up and he just goes crazy.
It's just over the top killing.
Yeah. It's good stuff. It's fun. Yeah. I think that about wraps it up. You guys have anything else for the week, or are we good?
Oh, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we mentioned pretty much everything already anyway, so.
Yeah. It is also getting kind of fucking late right now. It's midnight. It's Friday. Yay. Happy Friday, everybody. Well, probably by the time this goes up, it'll be Monday, but still.
Happy Friday on a Monday. All right.
Yeah.
Gotta working for the weekend.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
God damn it, you got me just thinking of that scene in Zoolander when he's in the fucking the mine.
It's the best scene ever, dude. But yeah.
I think I've got the black lung pop.
Great fucking movie. But yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys go over to intercitygeeks.net, of course, where we have all the stuff. So all these episodes, course, now that we do it every week on a regular basis again, you can find all the episodes there. Yes, so check out innercitygeeks.net. Of course, we got this show. We also have Brightshare Presents stuff over there, as well as Comics Guild of War, Manga Time, and Anime World, all by Mario. Mario's doing all three of those every single week, doing a banging job. And then he's also putting out like shorts and shit on YouTube. So go check all that shit out too. And then you can find the show on Instagram and Twitter at Energetic Geeks. You can listen to the show also on SoundCloud and motherfucking Spotify. Essentially soon you can find us in other places as well. I have links to all those places in the show notes as well. But where can we find you guys? Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and then on Instagram at Denied, D-I-N period, Y period, E-D. Where can we find you, Brian?
You can find me sitting on my couch scrolling through Twitter. Yeah. Oh, you mean socially. You can find me on socials. Check me out. I'm on both Instagram, Bright2J, and Bright2J Presents, Twitter, Bright2J Presents, and where can we find you, Steve?
And you guys can find me, as I said, you guys can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Once again, I appreciate everybody that's listening, sharing this, making sure other people know about us here. I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for always listening. This show's been going on for like a good 12 years. So, bravo. Thank you for sticking with us. Yes, we took some time off because, of course, you know, we need to reset our brains and shit. But we're back at it.
Life happens.
Exactly.
Adulting.
Yeah, not even just adulting, just the brains. Brains need to relax sometimes. But yes, thank you guys for listening. We much appreciate you guys. But one thing that I always say, don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.